This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Monday, October 7th. Cattle markets last week were mixed. We had the live cattle up about 232 on the front months. In the feeders, we were down about 235. So we're seeing that spread narrow up pretty quickly after having the feeder cattle be the leader to the upside of the cattle space. Now that's pulling back quite a bit. This is something that we were kind of bracing for, and we'll have to see if it continues this way, but our thinking was that we're going to see some bunching up of the placements that had been carried over from July and August and September into September and October. And of course, that's going to compete with the Northern Plains run in October. So we'll see what the cash index does, but that's something that we're going to be watching very closely because it's, you know, obviously you had much lighter than expected placements in July and August. Well, those calves have to go somewhere. So if they're staying on grass, they're getting a larger frame, they're going to be heavier when they go in, they're going to consume more feed because they're going to be a lot heavier when they come out. And so we're, you know, expecting to see kind of a bunching up of placements probably in September, but we won't know that for a couple weeks, and then also in October as well. So we'll see where that goes. We didn't see the cash index really fall apart in September, so there wasn't a lot of indication that it was being pressured, that the marketplace was finding a lot of pressure from bunched up placements. So that would suggest they're even holding them over even longer into October, which is remarkable if that's the case. But it also would suggest that you're going to see some pretty bunched up marketings down the road as well. But in the meantime, those light placements in July and August are going to have a fairly strong bullish impact on the live cattle market as you get into December time window, November, December, January. But then again, that bunches up the marketings beyond that. So what we're looking for here is a market to rally, the live cattle market to rally, which could offer some support, obviously, to the feeder cattle market, but that it would, that the live cattle would pull the market higher into the holidays. And then we'll see what winter throws at us. Last year was quite a disaster as far as storms through December, but we just have to wait and see what Mother Nature dishes up. But in the meantime, I would look for markets to basically have a firm undertone to them as we work our way through the fall and into early winter. And the cash trade is obviously going to be a good indicator of how that's going to perform. Now, last week, cash trade was quiet. We had the Fed trade around 106, which is unchanged. Dress trade around 167, which would have been up one from the previous week. The box beef values on Friday were just slightly lower. Choice down 10 cents at 212. Select down 29 cents at 187. The spreads at 2504. Movement was 100 loads. So cash trade stabilizing. The cash feeder cattle index pretty flat the last 4 or 5 days. So the market's holding together quite well. We've had a good rally here. In fact, the feeder cattle got back up to those double tops from July. The market clearly is respecting those highs, and it's backed off a couple weeks ago, and then last week basically just paced sideways. So we'll see if we get some follow through to the downside, but I think the market will correct a little deeper before we take that leg up. And live cattle too, they've had a good run. They filled their gaps finally. Markets seem to stall out for the last about 6 trading sessions have been very quiet on the back months, where the front month October just kind of kept grinding its way higher. I think there too, you know, you've had almost a complete whole month of the market just slowly, steadily moving higher. So it's due for a correction. And, you know, halfway back would be about a $5 or $6 correction. I think that's certainly in the cards, which would set the stage for that next leg up into late fall, early winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.